At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Michael, and you're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, just in case you don't know what you're listening to. And man, a lot of things have been going on in our world today. The Catholic Church actually has a new Pope, Pope Francis I, and so that's exciting in itself. And really watched that today, and I really like him, and I really like his energy, and so And so the one thing that I would ask you to do is really pray for him. He actually asked for that. And so just really pray for him that God will give him or Spirit will give him the guidance and the wisdom that he needs to have to move the church, the Catholic Church, forward and into new energies and into what's going on our planet right now. It's exciting times for all of us because Spirit's definitely moving and doors are opening. And, man, you know, it just feels like that we're on a fast track right now. And so one thing I tell you is just hold on and, you know, enjoy the ride. Don't be afraid of it. You know, don't be afraid of changes. Don't be afraid of the things that are going on. A lot of you are experiencing things in your bodies right now. And you know, some of you are going out to the ERs and to your doctors, and they can't find anything wrong. So if they can't find anything wrong, just, you know, chalk it up to energetic stuff that's going on, okay? Just, you know, fasten that seatbelt and enjoy the journey, all right? You know, I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, actually. I said, you know, I think that a lot of times we forget to live. We forget to enjoy life. And, you know, right now all we have is this now moment. I'm so thankful in this now moment to have my guest with me tonight, Carrie Samuels. And she is an intuitive, and, you know, I can't wait to see what she has to share with us tonight and get to know her a little bit and have some fun and just relax. I think that sometimes, you know, we're just too uptight. And I think that what Spirit wants us to do is sometimes let our hair down and, you know, kick our shoes off and dance around a little bit and have some fun. So hopefully we'll do that tonight. You all might also pray for me tonight. My mom, most of you understand, my mom, I stay with my parents right now and help out a little bit. And my mom, she's been up at night for the last couple nights, so I'm a little tired. So I would you know, pray that I have some energetic energy come through. All right, I appreciate it. Man, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show and see where Spirit leads us. Oh, before I forget, I'm going to be on Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels was a guest here. I'm going to be on his show tonight over at A1R Radio. You can find that right here on the computer. I just type in A1R Radio. I'm going to be on there at 9 o'clock Central, so you figure it out wherever your time is. I have a hard time remembering my time, so I'm not going to try to remember all your times. So 9 p.m. Central, my time. It's a 30-minute show, but I will be over there reading and stuff. So if you want to join us over there, just thought I'd let you know. All right. Card for the show is from my Gaia deck, and it's actually the Gaia card. Wisdom, knowledge, and spiritual understanding. And that's where we are right now. Spirit's really beginning to pour that into us. If we allow it, if we let that come forth, then it's going to come forth. You know, Spirit wants to bless our socks off of us, but, you know, the question is, are we allowing that to happen? You know, we got to get out of the way a little bit and say, you know, you can't ask Spirit to do something in your life and then you're holding on and say, well, I would like to give you that, but no. So, you know, we got to get out of the way. And so Spirit's pouring knowledge into us and spiritual understanding in a time like no other. Do you know that you and I are living in a very historical moment in time? Not just because, you know, the Pope stepped down and then we have a new Pope. None of that. But we are in a major awakening right now, like never before. Everybody is awakening at one time. And moving forward, and it's an exciting time, and it's a time to embrace and a time to enjoy. Okay, so that's the card for the show. Let's go ahead and pray right now, and then we'll get Carrie on here with me, and we'll go from there. Our phone lines are open. I do have a few calls. We're not going to take a lot of calls tonight, but if you would like to be a part of the program, it's 347-327-9316. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I thank you for everything that you do in my life, seen and unseen. God, you are just moving in a miraculous way in my life, and I just want to say thank you. I don't take it for granted, and I just thank you for the abilities inside of me and the things that you're doing in my life and for helping me in everything that I do to make the right steps. And Father, Mother God, right now I pray for Carrie, and I thank you so much for her and for bringing her to this program tonight. And Father,
one, two, three, four. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on.
I'm back. So, I got cut off. So, let's continue our prayer. And we're not going to let lower energies interrupt things. All right. So, let's go ahead and continue our prayer. And Father, Mother God, thank you for Carrie, and I thank you for the gifts inside of her and for moving in her life. And Father, Mother God, as she comes forward tonight, that you would just speak through her, use her to help our listeners, and for them to find those answers that they're seeking tonight. Father, Mother God, we live in a world full of questions. We live in a world that people just are giving up hope a little bit. And Father, Mother God, tonight, I pray for the listeners, as always, and I pray that you would give them hope. That you would let them see that the sun is going to shine again. That those rough days are not going to last forever. That bump in the road is just a bump in the road. It's not the end of the world. Father, Mother God, tonight, if somebody's feeling lonely and maybe they're feeling a little lost, maybe they're feeling a little confused tonight, Father, Mother God, just comfort them tonight. And Father, Mother God, I pray for the Catholic Church, and I pray as they start a new venture forward with Pope Francis, that you would just bless him, that you would give him the wisdom and the guidance to move the church forward into these new energies, into a time of awakening that we're all experiencing. Father, Mother God, it has to be a huge responsibility for him, and just be with him tonight and help him in everything that he does. Be the humble person that he was and is and will be. And Father, Mother God, we thank you for what you're about to do on this program. Thank you for what I'm feeling, this energy surge that I'm feeling right now. I thank you for it. And Father, Mother God, surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. And we say hello to my guest. All right. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Can you hear me? Or are we still having a Mercury retrograde moment? Oh, my God, that's so funny. I'm having my own personal Mercury retrograde.
You're having your own personal one. Right. Hey, I have that personal, you know, sometimes, Carrie, sometimes I think that my tongue and my brain and all my stuff doesn't work together. And it's like, no, it's okay. You can make yourself at home here. You know, we don't.
Oh,
we,
perfect. Just, you know,
kick your shoes off and make yourself at home. So
my shoes actually are off. I'm practically in my pajamas right now. That's the beauty of radio.
It is beautiful radio. Yes.
Well, thank you for having me on, and what a beautiful prayer.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Pope, because I'm not sure if you even are aware of this. One of my specialties, and one thing I love to talk about, especially on radio, is numerology.
Right.
And today is a really, 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 really special day in numerology, which I'll talk about in a second. But, you know, the Pope, well, you're familiar with the tarot, because you use the tarot every day. So you know how the tarot, the 16th card is the Tower.
Right.
Well, he was the Pope that resigned was the 16th Pope. And he was born on a 16 day, and he was in a 16 year.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot of that tower energy going on. And did you know when he resigned, there were lightning bolts to the...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Just like in the Tower card, which is the 16th card.
All right.
So it's always amazing to me how numerology plays itself out in everyday life, and we don't even realize it sometimes. But today is a really special day, too, because it's a triple 13. It's the 13th day of the month. It's a 13 universal day, because if you add up, 3 plus 1 plus 3 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3, it's 13.
Right.
And it's in the 13th year. We're in a 13 year. So 13, as you know, is all about change, which is another thing that you were talking about. So it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right there.
Yeah, well, and also I thought what was really amazing, too, is you know, the news people and everybody said, you know, how fast this decision was made, because nobody really was expecting it to happen this fast. And,
yeah.
You know, it was going to, you know, they were talking about that it might drag out for a little bit. And so it was just, you know, totally amazing. And he just has, one thing I noticed when I was watching the news today when they announced this, you know, I was watching the news, and he just has really awesome energy about him. He just seems very humble. He just seems like a really nice guy. And but so we'll wait and see what kind of changes he brings forth. So
they need that. Well, because these changes came, like the 16 is a karmic lesson number, or they call it karmic debt number. And today's 13, 13 is a karmic lesson number. There's definitely some major overhaul going on there, isn't there?
Right. Yeah.
Major overhaul, and it's needed, which is really good. I'm glad we have a nice, peaceful vibration coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really awesome. But let's, before we get into all the stuff that you want to talk about, let's talk about you a little bit. And people that don't know you, including me, could you just give us a little rundown of who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Well, I'm an intuitive counselor and a happiness coach. So I'm basically a psychic, but the stuff that I do is so complicated sometimes. Nobody knew what I was talking about when I, because I specialize in soul contracts and pre-birth agreements. So I use numerology to get an idea about what you signed up for in this life, why you chose your parents, why you have certain subconscious patterns. And I'm an energy healer, and I use different energy healing techniques and connection with your Akashic Record Keepers to help clear some of these past life energies that you brought in with you. So I call myself a happiness coach because basically if you know what your life purpose is and you clear all the blocks to it, then you're happy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
But it's a little deeper than it might sound, but that's the effect.
Okay.
It's happiness, which is my intention to help people become happy. Just like you said, that's really what it's all about. It's just about staying joyful. This is all we've got in this moment.
Yeah, because, I mean, all we have is this moment. You know, I was telling a friend of mine that yesterday, you know, it's like, you know, all we really have is this moment. And, you know, and when I first started, Carrie, when I started really letting that sink in and living in the moment, I wasn't as stressed out as I was. You know, because I was like, you know, I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow because I don't know if tomorrow's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, when you're really young, you think you have all the time in the world, and that's fun. But at the same time, then you get to a certain age, you're like, oh my gosh, that was not a good idea. You know, like maybe I need to just seize what I have. So don't wait till things are perfect. Don't wait till, you know, you have everything lined up. Don't wait to do something that you want to. It's just like you have to seize every moment.
Right.
And the Buddhists always say, live every day like it's your last. I think it's not, it just sounds kind of macabre, but it's really a very life-affirming kind of idea, isn't
it? Well, and I think it's real important. What I think is real important, Carrie, is that we, you know, because keep our words kind, because you never know when those might be the last words that that person hears. And as a medium, the one thing I've come across is I've come across so many people, you know, on this plane still that had unresolved issues, maybe said something right before somebody passed. And that was the last words they said to that person. And
I know. It's so true. It's so true. And you really, really have to treat everybody as if it's your last conversation.
Yeah.
And then you can be more forgiving that way.
Right. Definitely. Now, how did you really get into, let's talk about numerology. How did you get into this? How did you get onto this path?
Well, it's interesting because, like, the numerology and my past life stuff has gone hand in hand. And to my knowledge, I know Allison Bauman, she's a lovely numerologist, and she also does past life readings, but I'm not sure if she incorporates them with her numerology. They may just be separate. But I've always been interested in past lives and the subconscious mind. And when I was a little girl, I used to think about, like, what's everything like, you know, in heaven, and not your typical. And I used to have dreams reading from the Akashic Records. And so naturally, I grew up as a metaphysician, right? I mean, that's not how I was raised at all in any way, shape, or form, but that was always my natural instinct and inclination to study metaphysics. And around my Saturn return, I discovered I was psychic, and then I started doing tarot cards. And as you know, tarot cards are amazing, and they have this incredible system built into them of colors and patterns and symbology. And so I got very interested in the number sequences from tarot cards. And so I had a book about tarot constellations, which put the number sequences together in this really great way. It's a book by Mary Greer. It's no longer in print, but it was amazing. And I also simultaneously got The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. I can start off my client readings talking about their life path numbers. And then that just blew my mind how accurate it was. And so I got more and more into the numerology and less into the tarot because it was just so easy. Like, I could just, like, add up the numbers and, like, all this information. And then I started seeing incredible patterns between people. So that's kept me busy for well over a decade studying numerology. I learned through my readings with people. So it's not like something I learned in a book, but it's something I've really always had this, you know, before Sudoku and all those things, I've always been into number sequences and patterns.
Right.
So, and for all of these years, I thought it was somewhat of a geeky, nerdy interest. And it's only lately that I realized that it's somewhat, you know, numerology is like the new astrology. Like, everyone's really interested in it. And I think it's great because I love astrology and I study astrology, but I personally find numerology a lot easier. Because numbers are everywhere. They're on license plates. They're in every aspect of our life, and we're constantly seeing the clock or seeing numbers or seeing, you know, or it's just so easy to connect with numbers where you're not always like, you know, oh, look, there's Saturn trying to tell me something.
Right.
So numbers are very accessible, and really you really only need to learn 1 through 9, and you have this whole roadmap of information that your spirit guides can communicate with you. So I basically learned through my clients is seeing patterns over and over and over and over again. And then more recently, but for quite some time, working with there are certain numbers that indicate past life traumas that haven't been healed. And so I've been combining what's called the karmic debt numbers, but I call them karmic lesson numbers, with past life healing, which I don't know anybody else that's doing that yet. Maybe there are, but it's really been amazing to me how if just this one number would show up in someone's chart, how it's always an indication that they have this subconscious pattern.
Right.
You know, so I mostly learned through doing and experiencing, and it's a really, really powerful, simple tool. Powerful, powerful numerology. So I love sharing it with people, and I love doing reading for people and just helping in so many ways. But I like to talk about numerology only because, like, not everybody can be a professional psychic, but everyone can learn numbers.
Right. Yeah. Because I totally agree. And I'm not really good at the numerology thing. I mean, that's just not my area.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit geeky.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to say you're not geeky. I don't want to insult you that way.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. I won't hang up on you, I promise.
It is, you know, I do have sort of a left brain, a very strong left brain, and it keeps it occupied. So.
Now, have you, because you said you were always fascinated with numbers and stuff. Now, let's get to the poor, because this is really interesting to me, and this is one thing I want to try to lean towards with you, because I'm interested in it. Now, you said that you believe that people have made an agreement, because I have a friend that I talked to, and she said, you know, she's always telling me, she goes, Michael, you signed up for exactly what's going on in your life right now. I always shake my head and go, I don't think so. And if I did sign up, I think I signed the wrong paper.
I think everybody thinks they're like, because, you know, we hear, like, we choose our parents and we choose
right.
our bodies. And you're like, really, really?
Yeah.
I've been around the block this many times, and this is the best I could do for thighs or, like, family. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain
right.
things that you're like, really? But but the thing is, so – it's all karma, right? So, and the way I see karma is basically your so if you look at karma like scales that need to be balanced.
Right.
And there's a reciprocity of energy. You need to be generous and you need to be able to receive. You need to, you know, you need to love yourself and you need to love others. And any excess or deprivation in either direction will cause an imbalance. Excuse me. Sorry, will cause an imbalance in the karmic scales.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is there's usually, you know, once it's kind of like, you know, a tear in your aura. If you get a tear in an aura, there's a vulnerability there, and you'll just create more of it, right? So
right.
That's like your spot. That's your weak spot. So same thing karmically. Like, you have a certain pattern, and if it doesn't get balanced, you can keep leaning more and more and more in that pattern. So, like, you know, a lot of my clients who are empaths, that's my specialty, people who feel too much. Those are the people
right.
that are, those are my people, right? So, you know, they tend to be overgivers.
Right.
So if you think, and then, you know, it seems kind of sad. It's like, why do bad things happen to good people? Like, this is a person who's so nice, who does so much for so many people, and they don't have money, they have fibromyalgia, you know, all these things, and it's like, it seems so unfair, right? And then, but if you look at it in terms of, well, you have this karmic pattern where you're just giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, and it's actually not loving to yourself if you're putting other people's needs in front of your own. So it becomes this blueprint, and if you want to, whatever we want to heal becomes part of our life purpose. Like, you know, you and your spirit guides will discuss, well, you really need to correct this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're going to choose parents, a culture, a nationality, a body, circumstances that are going to ingrain this pattern in you so that it becomes so uncomfortable that you decide to change it. So that's how that works. That's like how it's like, well, you signed up for it. It's like, why would I do that? Because you want to correct it. You want to balance it. And we don't know something's wrong until it becomes a symptom. So those symptoms can either be physical in your body or they can be physical in your life.
Right.
So, you know, but until something, you know, that's how medical intuitive, they can detect things in the aura before it becomes physically manifest. So you can make the correction before it's physically manifest, but you know once it's physically manifest, you're going to have to start paying attention to it. And that's how that whole I signed up for this thing works. You know, you want to correct something, or you have a gift that absolutely needs, it's not really an or, it's an and. You have certain gifts that need to be expressed, and they really need to, you're really being coerced in a certain direction so that you can express those gifts. Most likely, your gifts come from some kind of triumph that you need to move through, right? It's that wounded
right.
healer thing. So if you're a counselor, then you may have experienced self-doubt or depression or something to move through it, and then you help people. If you're, you know, if you were an addict, then you become like someone who leads AA support groups or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? So you usually, a lot of times when we have a gift, we experience the challenge that kind of tempers that gift so we can really bring it to the world in a very acute way.
Right.
So that's how that all works.
Okay.
There's more to it. But
that's
a lot of it. And I know it seems so unfair sometimes. Like, why did this person get this and I didn't get this or I got that? But really, we all get to experience just about everything at every point in time.
Right. Well, okay, I have another question for you. I have lots of questions. So the other question I have for you, because you believe in past lives.
Oh, yeah. And like I
yeah,
said,
definitely.
I've been thinking about
yeah.
them since I was a little girl.
You're right. So maybe I'm going to ask the question. So let's say that, you know, I'm in Kansas right now. Could I possibly have had a past life here and have to come back to fix something that I didn't do then? Or
well, it's not necessarily a place. And you know you can incarnate into the past. So you can have a future life in 1800, you know, Minnesota. Time is so irrelevant in terms
right.
of incarnation. So you can incarnate into any time and any place at
oh,
any
okay.
point in time. So even in a future life that you choose. So let's say you have your life review and whatever, you know, you decide that you need to learn how to stand up for yourself. You can incarnate as a woman in, you know, 1562 Scotland. You know what I mean? It doesn't
right. yeah,
in your next
right.
life. So
right.
Sometimes it's tied to place. More often it's tied to people.
Okay.
But there are places that you know, if you know anything about shamanism, there's there's something called soul loss. And so there's soul fragmenting, so pieces of your soul. If you have a trauma, there's still a piece of you that's in that place. So there's sometimes you can incarnate in that place just to recapture that part of you that felt like it never left. So if you feel that Kansas is one of those places for you, if that's one of your questions, like, why did I choose this place?
Yeah. Right.
Then that could be it. I mean, you could have fought a war there back in the day, and a part of you was still there, and you want to reclaim that part of yourself. So you could feel very soulfully connected to that place. Or
yeah.
It could just be the people that you incarnate with over and over and over again. It's usually tied to people, but again, like I said, if there are certain places that your soul is connected to, then yes, absolutely, you can incarnate in another place. And I know we've all had that experience where we have been someplace and have really felt like we've been there before. Part of that is past life, but part of that could be, we travel in our sleep. Our soul travels.
Right.
It astral projects. And so part of that deja vu, too, is when you astral project into a place in your future because you want to check it out. So you're like, hey, I want to take this vacation here.
Right.
Let me check it out on the astral plane to see if my soul resonates with it. And then you can also have that feeling that way. So it might not be necessarily that you've had a past life there. It could be that your soul has traveled there to check it out for you, a little recon.
Right. That's very interesting. We have several people that would like to talk to you, and if you're ready to do that. But before
sure.
before we do that, I'm gonna ask you to read me because I'm intrigued because I've never had anybody. You know, I've had other people read me. You know, psychic wise, medium wise. But not like you do, and so if you don't mind, I would appreciate it. So what do you need from me?
Sure. Well, are you comfortable giving me your? Well, if you're not comfortable giving me your full date of birth, including year, are you comfortable giving your full date of birth, including year, or no? And you can tell me what your year adds up to, and then I could do it that way.
No, yeah, I don't have no problem. So
okay.
So you need the.
What's
so
your full date of birth?
Okay, it'd be 10/22/1959.
You sound a lot younger.
Thank you.
Okay, the first thing that stands out is that you're born on the 22nd. So just give me a second here, though. I want to add up some of these numbers. 10/22. Yeah, interesting, because you have a double master number. So you're an 11 life path, and you're 20. You're born on the 22nd day. So these are master numbers, right? So there's 1 through 9. But then, you've heard of master numbers? I'm sure a lot of your listeners have too. 11 and 22 are considered master numbers. 33 is also considered a master number, but it's not as common. So just like it implies, that is to. A master number requires greater mastery of life, but it also requires that you master your life, so it has much greater challenges as well. So, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So you have to prove, not to anyone, but like there's bigger hurdles. So there's greater potential, but there's much greater hurdles. And the thing about the 11 and 22 master numbers, especially the 11, it is it's very electric. There's a lot of energy. And if you are not channeling it either physically or creatively, then your head is buzzing all the time. And I actually feel like your head is buzzing all the time. With like
yeah, it does.
Like you have trouble turning it off. And are you very clairaudient as well? Because I just hear when I go inside your head, it just feels a lot going on in there.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Like a lot of words inside of there, and they're not always nice words. I think there's a lot of negative self-talk that you have had to move through. Correct.
Right. That I have to master. Yes. Yes.
And I still think there's a lot of negative self-talk. Is that correct? I don't want
to... Not as much as used to be, but yes, there's still some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but ultimately, what your life path is about, so the 11 life path is, it's, you know, if you look at that 11, it's like they're spiritual columns. They're you know, in the tarot, they always show columns, like when you see the moon card, there's those columns that people are
right.
walking through. Those are the pillars of the soul, and that takes you to, like, this next step of your soul's path, which is always a scary one, right? So, right? So much of your path is about going into the unknown of inspiration, because those 11s are like antennas that bring inspiration and insight and knowledge and new ideas. And so you're born on the 22 day, and 22 is about teaching and building foundations and passing on information. It's called the Master Builder. So it's a really important part of your soul path. So if you combine the 11 and the 22, you have this 11, which is about receiving inspiration from spirit and really daring to be different. And I think that's been probably the hardest part for you, is that part that's felt different
right.
and has wanted to fit in with, like, the way you look and the way you feel, and, like, especially around being a man, because I think you're sort of like a goddess trapped in a man's body. And I feel for you that was really tough for you growing up. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, definitely.
And that's part of your negative self-talk, is trying to fit in. But the thing is, you have a karmic responsibility never to fit in.
Right.
You have a karmic responsibility to be ahead of the pack, to dare to be different so that you can show people. Like, you're building a new paradigm that says, you know what, people, let your freak flag fly. Do not try to be like everybody else. The intuitives of the world need to be different. The intuitives of the world cannot fit in. It's sort of like, you know, if you are in high school or college and you're in a classroom with third graders, and you feel like, oh my God, these third graders don't understand me, and I'm so different, and you try to be like a third grader. It's a lot of energy, and it never works, right?
Nope.
Is so much a part of your life purpose, and I feel like you're kind of teetering on the edge with it. Like, you're like three quarters there, where you're like, okay, I'm good with this.
Right.
But I still think there's a part of you that can be more daring, that you can put your voice out there more, that you can take more risks, and without, you know, but there's still that fear, like, what will people think? How are they going to judge me? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Definitely, you're right on, and you're not even aware of some things, but yeah, definitely, yeah. Right
oh, I'm
on.
Aware of them, Michael. I can see them inside your head.
Okay.
And your body.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things going on right now that Spirit's been pushing me towards, and it's that, you know, it's that fear of, you know, stepping out there and
fear of criticism, because you have
yep.
been criticized, I think, for being
right.
different or sensitive, and so it's going to be doubly scary. But I really encourage you to do things that even you think your audience isn't going to approve of, because that's actually what is required of you spiritually
right.
to do that. So
yes.
it's giving you that extra little nudge.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what today is all about. The 13 energy is all about facing your fears and doing, changing something that makes you bigger instead of, like,
right.
you know, keeping you small. So I really, really encourage you to, you know, just push through those fears of criticism and what people are going to think and if it's going to look weird or different, and just go for it, because this is a huge part. And remember, you're a Scorpio.
Nope, Libra. I'm right on
cusp.
Yep.
Oh, that's so interesting. So you have these double numbers, the 11, the 22, and you're a Libra, which is all about other, you know, there's that double energy with the Libra too, because it's all about the scales. So
right.
so much of your hardwiring is about other people. How are other people going to perceive me? How are other people going to, you know, it's so hard for
right.
a Libra to be like, I'm all me, and there's no Aries. That's why it's opposing Aries, right?
Right.
So that Libra energy, you know, it's your spiritual challenge. Like, you're hardwired to feel so strongly what other people feel, and yet your challenge is to not care.
Right. Yeah. And that's been hard. So, but
yeah, you're meant to be a leader. You have a ton of that leadership energy.
Right. Yeah, I know. But hey, I know it's okay to, and it's okay to be different. It's okay to.
It's not only okay; you're required to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to learn the lessons that I need to learn right now, and move forward with what I need to do in this lifetime. And but it is hard, you know, when we're moving forward, and you know, it can get a little scary. But we have to do what Spirit has called us to do. But you hit right on. You hit on a lot of things. And I definitely appreciate it so much.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to some people on the phone if you're ready. Are you ready?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, let's talk to – let's actually go to Rose. Rose, you're on with Carrie. Go ahead.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
Well – I'm not sure. Do you need my date of birth, or can you just do a general reading? Or?
What's your birthday? If you can give as much or as little as your birthday as you'd like.
Okay.
Like if you give the day. Yeah.
It's 8/31/64.
8/31/64. Okay.
Yes.
So 1964. Okay. So it's interesting. In your chart, you actually have conflicting. you have a bunch of numbers that don't get along. So it's almost like, you know, one part of you wants to. I don't think you're always in agreement with yourself, if you know what I mean. Like part of you wants one thing, and another part of you will tell you that's a bad idea.
Yeah, your life path is a lot.
Yeah, your life path is all about freedom because you have a 5 life path, and then your birthday is 4, which is all about security. So there's this battle between freedom and security. And I think that played out in relationships a bit. Are you divorced or still married or
divorced?
You are divorced. Yeah, because I didn't want to step on any toes there, but I definitely saw that in your marriage life, like feeling a little repressed, maybe, like you didn't have your own voice.
Right.
By the way, you're in a 9-year right now, which means that this is the last year of a 9-year cycle. So you're going to be letting go of things. Are you letting go of a home, a house, by any chance? Are you thinking of moving?
Yeah, so I want to make a total move. I want to change jobs and go back home, as I call it. I moved on like a year, and I want to go back to what I refer to as home.
Yeah, that's how I'm seeing. As soon as I said that, your guide showed me houses and you letting go of your house and the whole thing. Because it's perfect that you're doing it, because in this 9 year, it's all about letting go of what's not serving you anymore. Because next year you start a brand new cycle, which is great because I feel like you're exhausted. You can really use a new cycle. But this year is all about letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go of all these things. And I do feel like it's a brand, you know, new location, new life, that kind of thing. You're coming up some obstacles around the house, or?
Just finding a place. It's logistics, you know, just finding a place and finding a job. And, you know, there's a lot to get to fall into line.
I don't feel like you want a job. I think that's part of the problem.
Oh, fine.
I mean, you know what I mean? What?
I don't want the job I have now.
But I don't – it feels a little unmotivating to find a new job as well. Like, I'm not sure you totally love what you do. Do you do any nursing by any chance?
I don't do nursing. I do energy work on people who know me.
Oh, I was going to ask, because it's either nursing or healing, because that's your guides were showing me that energy, so it's either one or the other. So I really feel like that's what you want to be doing more of.
Well, I definitely want to get out of what I am into now, and I'd like to do something more, you know, with nature, homeopathics,
and
you know, essential oils, herbs, stuff like that.
Have you looked at doing that for animals?
No, not for animals.
I would look into that. I think you'd be really good at it. And I think part of the reason you're having trouble finding a job is because you're not wanting to do that anymore. You want to do more healing. So I would go in that direction. You'll have, even if you're doing that on the side at first, because you're in your flow, you're going to be have a much easier path. I think we probably have more callers to take, but I hope that helps you.
Okay, it does. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Rose. Appreciate you calling in. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and a lot of times, you know, that's I think a lot of us are there. You know, we think, okay, I want to do this, but Spirit's saying, okay, I want you to do that.
Yeah, know? And it's like when you're doing what you're meant to be doing, then everything flows. That's when you find the opportunity. It's just when you get all these running up against walls, it's because your guides are trying to tell you to be more creative and do something different.
Right.
And when you're in your flow, that's when you'll have all the opportunities. When you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing, even though that's the thing that's usually more frightening for us, right?
Yeah, because when I first started doing this years ago, and, you know, Spirit kept really, you know, I had a job, you know, a regular job and all that stuff, and Spirit kept saying, Michael, I want you to go full-time with the metaphysical stuff, and I want you to step out, and I was like, I can't do that. It's too shaky. I don't know. Well,
I know. It just seems ridiculous.
But long story short, you know, finally the job I had for a long time, you know, it ended. You know,
abruptly. Well, I love the way the universe kicks our butt.
Yeah.
It make us do things.
But I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because it got me, you know, it got me into that place that, okay, you know, to the place of leadership and moving, you know, saying, okay, this is what I have to do, and I know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. That's why I'm here, but I'm scared.
And that's exactly what I was talking about when we're choosing our parents and we're choosing all of that kind of stuff. We, you know, sometimes it takes somewhat of an extreme energy,
right,
for us to make those changes. And sometimes an extreme energy is the family you choose or the body you choose. You know, whatever it takes to kick us into gear is what we're going to choose on a soul level.
Yeah, because also talking about that with my body, at the same time that Spirit was getting ready to close my job out, you know, I started having some health issues, major health issues. I had blood clots in my lungs. Nobody could ever find out where they came from. Nobody, you know, my blood specialist said that my blood's not accessible to clotting. So they don't know. I'm a medical mystery. That's what my blood specialist calls me. I'm a medical mystery.
Did it heal itself? Did they heal itself?
They had to put a filter in me, because what was actually happening, instead of the thinners and stuff that they had me on, they were actually more developing. They were creating more. And so it was just
weird. Part of that too could have been because you were not in a happy job.
Well, yeah, I it was time to move on to something else, and that was brought me to. Yeah, but I would tell everybody, you know, if Spirit's telling you to do something, yeah, it might be a little scary to begin with, but just trust the Spirit within you. It's not going to let you fall on your face.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure you've had those moments in your life where
I've had a bazillion of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going through some now. I mean, I think it's always constant, right?
Right. Well, I don't know about you, Carrie, but I think, you know, since this year began, and I felt it last year a lot, in about mid-year of last year, you know, there was just a shift in the energy, and it's just feel like it's just ramped up a little bit.
Ramped up a lot. Well, this year, thankfully, is a lot easier than last year.
Definitely.
Last year had all that five energy, which was all about disrupting your status quo,
right?
To make sure that you were living your free life, like that you had the freedom that you were meant to have, and that so any foundation that wasn't in alignment with your really higher vibrational soul purpose, that just fell apart, and a lot of people's marriages ended as well. You know, there were just some really big changes. And then this year, because it's a sixth universal year, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3 is 6,
right.
It's all about harmony and love and balance. So you'll find more people this year will say, you know, especially after last year, like, wow, you know what, I'm going to put my health as number one, or I'm going to make sure that I take more time to myself. I'm going to make sure that I take care of my body. I'm going to take up yoga. I'm going to do dance. Like, those kinds of things happen this year, primarily because last year was such a mess.
Right.
But, you know, it's a benevolent universe that way because, you know, this is all about balance. It's all about bringing, but it's still about raising your vibration because
right.
we have all those transformational energies that 13 is happening all year. And, you know, it's the year of the snake as well, which is all about transformation. And the 13 is all about transformation. We have a lot of water this year, too, astrologically, which is all about psychic energy and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a year of psychicness, really.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. Good for us, right? Good for everybody.
Yeah,
good for the planet.
Yeah, good for everybody. Let's go ahead and take another call here, if you're ready, and let's talk
sure.
to let's talk to Melvin. Melvin, you're on. What's Carrie? Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hey, Michael. Thank you for calling. I wish your mom well.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate it.
That's
you got
so
a question
sweet.
For Carrie?
No, I'm just scared. I just want to see what just a little small reading, whatever you can pick up and tell me that I need to know.
Before I do your numbers, Melvin, I just see the idea of women all around you. Are you single? Are you looking to date? Is that why I'm seeing women on your mind? Or is that just
yes,
you being
ma'am.
A guy? I don't know.
Nah, it's a woman. Yes, ma'am, I am single. I'm looking, you know, today. I'm interested
okay.
in a young lady on my job, but I don't know if she's interested in me or not. But, yeah, that door is open for me.
How young? I'm just curious. How much is she a lot younger than you, this woman that you're interested in?
Yes, ma'am.
Your guys have a message for you, Milton. I just want to talk to you a little bit about something. They're saying that you don't look at the whole woman, that you look at the idea of a woman, like physically, that's a big, obviously it's a big part for us all, but at the same time, it's a big part of what you're looking at. I don't want to sound like, but you know what I'm talking, again, I'm not saying like this could apply to all men, but
yeah.
Do you see why I'm seeing this? Why your guys are showing me this? Why they're saying
yeah.
like
yeah.
you're not necessarily looking for a companion with the right formula. You're looking more for like woman, like the physical aspects of it, and you get very enticed by people's beauty without looking at like what's going on underneath, and that could be like a bit of a not clear spot for you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I just look at a woman, but like, well, it's inside their heart, you know, what they, you know, get to doing in that aspect. I know what you're talking about, though, yeah.
But they're saying that you don't really do that. Like, if they're really pretty, you think they have, like, oh, they must be super sweet and have all the qualities that I want them to.
Right.
You get very diluted, like the outside and the inside, you're not putting the two pieces together in the right, like, you put a lot of emphasis on the outside and it makes you think the inside is going to be a certain way, but it's not always a right match, and then you get frustrated, like, why didn't this work out, or why didn't they like me, or, do you see what I'm seeing? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, what I'm suggesting to you, Melvin, is that you join some groups on interest, and then you actually look to find some friends, male and female, of the same interest. That's a priority for you right now, instead of like, I need a woman, I need, you know, that thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, just get to know people in general on a different level. Because I feel like you have some friends, but you seem to be very focused on finding a woman, that you're not as focused on finding friendship. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's basically where I just, you know, would like to have a woman in my life, you know, somebody to maybe catch a movie or dinner or something, just to hang out with, you know.
Well, that's why I think you, that's why I think the emphasis on woman to do that with is too strong. It's like you need to find that companionship in general. There's too much emphasis on finding a woman to do this with. It's like, and you know, the more energy we put into something, sometimes the universe responds opposite because they want us to detach more. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Melvin, I think we only have a few minutes, so I'm going to leave you with that. And I good luck with that, because just go find some really quality friends, male and female, then make that your focus right now, okay?
Okay, so basically she's not a pretty quality friend for me.
I just think, I feel like she's a little young.
All right.
So long term, I don't think, you know, I that's my sense of it.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
take care. Not that you're not young
thank
at heart,
you,
but you know what I'm saying.
thank you, Melvin. All right, bye-bye.
Have a blessed night.
You too. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, because, yeah, sometimes, you know, we're wanting one thing and Spirit wants us to have something totally different. So, and friends are important. I think everything starts with a friendship. You know, we can't just, you know, go into a relationship and without a friendship first. So.
Well, and I think if we're obsessing,
And
not that he's obsessed, so Melvin, that's not what I'm saying. But, you know, when we're so overly focused on one thing, it's like we don't see clearly.
Right.
If you get what I mean.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there was a time in my life that, I could relate to that. You know, I was just focused on one thing. I was like, okay, I got to have that one thing. And actually, you know, it's like sort of sometimes we you know, sort of like the dog chasing a car. It's like, okay, they chase after the car, but then after they get it, it's like, okay, well, what do I do with it now?
Exactly. I mean, it's like,
It's that
embracing and having gratitude in the moment thing we were talking about.
Right, because I think if we're obsessing about one thing, you know, we're missing all the other opportunities that are coming in our path. And the person for Melvin might not be the person he's chasing after right now.
Exactly.
That's what his guides were trying to tell him. Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. Because the person that I feel around him is somebody totally different, and I feel like that he's just missing that
exactly.
person.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. We got there. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Ellen and I think this will probably be our last call. But go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Ellen.
Wonderful. Hi. I'm so glad I got through. Lucky me.
Is it Ellen? ELLEN.
Yes.
Hi. I'm glad you got through, too. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I have a problem with migraine headaches, and I thought they were pretty much under control. And then this past week, they've hit me like a jackhammer. I mean, like almost incapacitated for a couple of days. What is going on? Now that I think about it, it seems like I'm more sensitive to some of the foods that I had built up a tolerance to, that some foods are triggering it again. Is there something else going on? Why did I suddenly become more sensitive to these triggers? Am I making something big out of nothing?
No, you're not. By the way, I also feel that Michael's got a lot of intuition about this. By the way, I'm not a medical intuitive, but I do read energy, emotions, right? So, first of all, your name Ellen, I just have to say, is a big communication name, because it's made of three fives and two threes, and five and three are the communication numbers. Like, they're all about speaking and talking, and I feel like that's you are not one to keep your voice muffled. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's great that you're a wonderful communicator, and that's a huge part of your life. But that also means you get a lot of information, and a lot of that information is in your head, like coming in your head, right? And you're also very creative. I feel some anger and some frustration around that, though. And anger, too, not just frustration, but I feel like you're angry at someone in particular, masculine energy, but you're also very frustrated because I feel like you're doing well in your life, but there's a lot more that you want to be doing. Do you understand why I'm seeing this?
Yeah, and the other thing that he talked about, male figures, probably anger at my father, but I'm still trying to work on resolving it. I think I have worked through some of it. I still have more to work through. Yeah, and I would like to do more with my life.
With your creativity. And I feel like the anger and the frustration are connected because there's still part of you like, if I didn't go through this, then I'd be doing more with my life. And there's this kind of like back and forth anger, frustration. Not that you perceive yourself as a victim, but it's part of your thought process sometimes, even unconsciously. Do you understand why I would see that?
Oh, definitely. I thought I had worked, I guess, let me put it this way. It's still something I am working on.
Right. And that's, and then I think you get angry at yourself for still working on this.
Yes.
I think that's a big part of it, that you're a little bit, like, frustrated that you're still a human being and you still have to deal with this crap, right?
Yeah,
and then you get angry at yourself. So it's like this big cluster of, like, you're angry at your dad, and I also feel like you're angry at, like, some kind of, you know, either husband energy or boyfriend energy sometimes. And then, but you're a very spiritual person, so you get mad at yourself for still being like this, and, like, you wanted to be in a better place, but then you feel like you should be more grateful, and blah, 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 blah. Like, back and forth. Do you get that?
Yes, I'm a Gemini, and I go back and forth in my
This is almost giving me a headache, even with all this energy going back and forth, ping-pong, right? So what I would suggest to you is to be very loving to yourself. So you're still dealing with this stuff, and you're still angry that you're in this place in your life where you want to be in a different place. First of all, be very gentle with yourself and be like, you know what, it's okay if I'm upset at this. This is motivating me forward. It's okay that I'm not grateful for this, but I can be grateful for this. You know, it doesn't mean you're not grateful for your life. It just means you're very selective about what you're grateful for. And so first be very kind and gentle with yourself, but then use that to be creative every day, to say, I'm going to channel this energy into doing something to change my life every day. And when I think about how this person affected me or how this person affected me, it's just going to be fuel for me to take responsibility for my life now and say, well, then I'm going to channel all that energy into doing something right now that's going to advance my life in a creative way. Do you get that?
I get that. I'm going to have to think about how to incorporate it, though, because it's not because you start saying, I'm thinking, how do I do this? And I haven't figured it out. So,
how do you do what?
Channel it into a different area. Channel it. I guess that's it.
Well, what is it? Where is it that you want to be in your life instead?
I want to be happy. I want to have wonderful relationships. I want to be in a job that I truly love and I feel like I'm contributing something.
Well, that's an area that you can be channeling in. It's like putting your focus and finding that what that is, and then every day, like, I just feel like you need to be creative every day.
Mm-hmm.
So do something every single day, even if it's just dancing. Like, today I'm just going to dance because it feels good. But I feel like you spend a lot of time thinking about things that you need to do or how to have better relationships, not enough time actually having fun doing them, right? So if you start channeling creative energy every single day, you'll figure this all out. You'll have better relationships, you'll be happier, you'll be kinder to yourself. I really feel you just need to channel creative energy every day. Are you doing that now?
No.
Well, that's it. Because you're a super creative person, you're thinking a lot about what you want to do, and it's all in your head. That's why you have a migraine. You got to just move it through and create and do pottery and dance and do all these things. Like, put yourself through your own summer camp right now, and then you'll figure it out. But that's all that creative energy that's just stuck.
Wow.
And you're frustrated because you can't figure it out. But because you're a perfectionist, you haven't, like, really started like stuff that you're not good at, right? So just do any little thing every day. Say every day I'm going to do something creative, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, and I like your message. You really tapped into me. It sounds like you were in my mind reading it.
I do read minds. That's one of the things I do. I literally get inside people's heads. It's a crazy gift. It's no fun when people don't like you, but it's really fun if you're trying to help people.
So I want to say thank you so much, and thank you,
so
Michael,
welcome.
Too.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, yeah, and it's like we do get in people's heads, you know.
I know, it's a strange, and it's like you try to describe how
I always have, and you probably have experienced this too, Carrie, I always have people come up to me and they go, well, how do you pick up on what you're picking up on? I would go, I have no idea. I just do
it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. And it's good we finally realized that this is what was really going on with us.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Because when you don't realize it's a psychic gift, it's just like, what?
Right. Well, and everybody has it. I mean, everybody can, you know, do these things. And, you know, we just learn how to develop them and how to work with them and not to be afraid of them. The one thing, have you ever been afraid of what you do? I mean, you know,
oh,
maybe.
My gosh, absolutely. Well, especially during my Saturn return when I was first discovering that I was psychic, I did not want to do this because I was really scared because I had some really scary experiences with darker energies that, you know, so, yeah, no. Well, like a lot of psychics, like, you know, part of it is like, we're so sensitive to everything that we can be very vulnerable to, like, not fun energies, not you. But
right.
But I just, you know, I had no choice but to develop it.
And how did you over, because a lot of people, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and that's one thing that I think is holding back a lot of people is that fear, you know. And when I first started, when I was young, you know, there were things that sort of frightened me. I mean, I've not been totally afraid of it ever. Because, I mean, I've just always had a sense of knowing. But you know, there are moments that, you know, especially there are some energies that are not as friendly as other energies. We'll put it that way. and so, you know, so how did you overcome your fear? I mean, how did you get past that?
Well, you know, my story is a little different because the more I ran from it, the more, like, people would come into my life that were like, hi, you're psychic, I know you're psychic, and, you know, like, and I was like, no, I'm not, and, it, you know, it was just like I couldn't run from it. So that was my personal experience. But, and I say, I always just said a lot of prayers for protection, but the way I look at it now, it's kind of like there's lots of germs. And nasty bacteria in the world, right? So it's kind of like if you're just afraid of knowing about them or whatever, then you're actually more likely to pick up something. But if you're like, hey, this is bacteria. If you touch something, wash your hands. You're actually more safe the more you know.
Definitely.
So my theory is that if you know what's out there and you know, okay, like, you know, saying your prayers, putting your light around you, letting go of other people's energy, this is all protection for us.
Right.
Well, then that's actually more helpful than if we just were running around being sensitive like we all are anyway and not having any idea how to manage it. So the more educated you are, the more you can channel this in a very graceful way, and it will no longer wreak havoc on your life. It's actually one of the great, you know, greatest gifts you can have.
Right.
And we're all born with it. So if it's actually a matter of just really realizing that you're doing yourself a huge disservice by pretending it's not there, because it's not like it's going to go away.
Right. And running away from it, You can't run away from it. It's inside of you. So you're.
Yeah,
you're,
I mean, it's kind of like too, and that's why there's so much kind of sexual perversion in like
right.
religions that don't let people express that energy. It's like
right.
to pretend that energy doesn't exist just makes it come out in ways that aren't healthy.
Right.
If you get what I mean.
Definitely. Yeah. You got to, you know, just because I was the same way. I mean, when, you know, when I was younger, I saw spirits, and then, you know, because people, you know, looked at me weird, and, you know, I got in trouble because people said I was making up stuff, which I wasn't, but they couldn't see what I was seeing. But,
right,
you know,
right.
But so, you know, I shut off for a while, but when it started developing again, you know, I was like, whoa, I don't know if I want to do this because last time.
Yeah.
I did,
yeah, I think every single one of us has gone through that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the last time I did this, you know, people were
I don't
really
know one psychic who's like, yes, I totally wanted this, and this is what I wanted to do when I grew up. Every one of us is like, oh my gosh, this like had to hit me over the head, or I had to have this experience for this to happen, and finally I did this. And but I don't know anyone who's just like, yeah, I want to be a psychic because that's a stable and lucrative profession.
Yeah.
And and like people look at you really great. It's kind of
all
like,
right.
well, you know, it's there's still a lot of stigmas around it. There's still tons of people who don't understand it. But it's really natural. It's kind of like saying, I don't want to breathe or see or hear. Or like, it's like, well, tough because because this is one of your gifts. That's why they call it a sixth sense. You know, it's one of your senses.
Yeah. Because one time I wanted to quit. I mean, I just wanted to walk away and just said, you know, I'm not going to do this. And Spirit said, okay, you can quit, but you're not going to stop seeing spirits. You're not going to stop hearing them. You're,
I know.
You know.
Then it's like, what are you going to do with all that energy?
Yeah.
Then you're just going to be running around to people in shopping malls giving information.
I know, because I'm going to have to get it out there somehow. But
exactly.
Yeah, because it's not going to go away. But I love what I do, and I wouldn't trade it for... I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world because it's something to embrace and you can have fun. I mean, you know, the spirit world to me is an awesome place, and I wouldn't trade being able to see them and talk to them and interact with them. They're really cool people. So,
yeah, it's super, 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 super fun. And the thing is, you know, spirit guides and spirit energy is light.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it keeps you light and keeps you from taking things too seriously and that's sort of like the master numbers that I was talking about. Like, it's a greater challenge, but then it's a greater gift.
Right. Yeah, because I had a friend yesterday. I was talking to them, and they said, well, where do you get your humor from? And I said, well, I don't know if I get it too much from my family, but I get it from my spirit guide. My spirit guide.
I know, because they're hilarious.
They are. Especially mine is Stephen, and he is just like a riot sometimes. I was like, what? And the people that are not in contact with their spirit guides yet, you know, I'm thinking, get in contact with them. You can have a blast with them. They can be your best friend. So
they are your best friends. For
I know.
Real. Don't leave home without them.
No. because you need them on your journey. Well, hey, Carrie, before we let you go, the time has just went away.
Right.
Before we let you go, can you give us your website so we can contact you?
Yeah, I'd love to. And just so people know, I have a newsletter and I come out with a monthly numerology or astro-numerology forecast every single month. And every single day on my Facebook page, I post the numerology forecast for the day with an intuitive tip. You can get that all on my website, as well as a free ebook, Your Numerology Guide to a Happy Life. It's so much information in there, and it's such a fun way to learn numerology. So you can get that all if you sign up on my website, and there's links to my Facebook page. It's at carisamuels.com, K-A-R-I. SAMUELS.com. And if you have trouble remembering that, you can go to divineyourdestiny.com and it will link to my page as well.
Right.
So it's been so much fun. Thank you so much for having
me. You're welcome. Yeah, no problem. We'll get you back here sometime. But it's a pleasure. And if you forget all that information she just gave you, we can make it really easy on you. And her picture will be up on our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio. And all you have to do is click on her picture and it will take you to her website. So if you forget how to get there, just click on her picture on our site and you'll get there. But Carrie, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I want to say thank you so much again for doing the reading for me.
My pleasure.
And it was just amazing. So have a great night. And we'll,
thank you. You too.
We'll
lots of love.
All right. Bye-bye, Carrie.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah. And please go to her website. That is www.carriesamuels.com. It's got green and purple and some Ziggy stuff on it. And so go check it out. I don't know if you call that Ziggy stuff, but check it out anyhow. Go find out what I'm talking about. www.carriesamuels.com. And you know, I don't really do numerology at all. I do it every once in a while, just trying to figure out stuff, but I'm not an expert on it. She sounds like she is, so definitely get a reading from her if you'd like to. Okay? All right. We will not be on air the rest of the week. I know. I'm going to miss you guys. But you can listen to archives, and it will be almost like I'm there. but not live. All right? I'm going to be going out of town, actually, over the weekend. And so please pray for me and the people that will be traveling with me. There will be some people with me. And, you know, and pray. I'm going to be doing an event. And the one thing I want to ask you all to do, I don't ask you to do a lot for me, but I want you to pray for the people that are going to come to my event. A lot of times people come to my events for a lot of reasons, just like you all call in for a lot of reasons. You know, sometimes people are hurting and they really need answers. And you know, just pray for them that I would give them what Spirit wants me to give them. You know, sometimes it might not be exactly what they want to hear, but the one thing that I can always guarantee you from me is that it might not always be what you want to hear. You know, and maybe sometimes it might hit you right between the eyes, and it might make your head spin a little bit, but it will always be what Spirit wants you to hear. And to me, that's more important. And plus, that way I don't get headaches, okay? Because I have to tell you what Spirit's telling me. And sometimes, you know, I know that that's not what you wanted to hear, but, you know, my job is to do what Spirit wants me to do. The one thing I will tell you, there will be some changes coming up. Carrie hit it right on. There are going to be some changes coming up. I'll be talking more about those towards the end of the month. But there are some major changes that will be taking place in April with this program. This program will continue to be here, but I have an obligation to the Spirit within me and an obligation to you, actually, to do what Spirit wants me to do. So we are going to make a few changes and a few adjusting things. I'm going to be teaching more in April. I sort of knew that when we weren't lining up a whole lot of guests for April. So April is going to be more of a teaching month here on this program. And so some of that teaching, I can already tell you, is going to make you maybe go, huh, and make you think a little bit. But I would tell you, don't miss those, because Spirit's going to be talking in April. The question would be, are we going to be listening in April? Okay? Spirit's going to be talking in April. The question would be, are you going to be listening in April? Okay? So hopefully you will be, because Spirit's definitely wanting us to move forward, and I'm ready. I'm ready to lead us forward. And the other thing I'm going to be offering, you're going to see a new website as well. And it will be launching in April. I'm going to be doing teleclasses. Video classes will be coming probably mid-April. So there's going to be a lot of things happening, a lot of things moving forward. It's time to go with Spirit. It's time to move up a little higher. And, you know, not to be afraid of change, not to be afraid of anything. This is the time to let go of the past and our fears and move forward boldly, going where no man maybe has gone before. Wait, I think there's a TV show. Okay. But you know, hey, you guys, I love you so much. And I'm going to miss you. I really am. I'm going to miss not being on air for a few days here. But we will be returning to air on Monday. So it's only going to be a few days. Okay? And so, but I already miss you guys. So, but I love you. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. Carrie, namaste, my friend. It has been a pleasure. You were a riot. That was like laughter is good for us. Don't forget, I am going to be back on air here in a little bit over on A1R Radio. And I think their show is called Twin Flames. It's over on A1R Radio. It is Shawn Michaels. He was on here. It's a 30-minute show. I will be on there here at 9 o'clock, okay? And I think they tried to contact me a minute ago, so we'll see about that. But it is 9 o'clock Central, and so, or 10 o'clock Eastern, and whatever time the other ones are. Okay, so figure it out yourselves. All right, I'm going to go. And thank you for your prayers. I feel better already, and I know that Spirit's moving us all forward. The one thing that I'm going to leave you with tonight is this. Be careful what you eat. And I'm not talking about your food. I'm talking about what you are eating in the world. Like, okay, what I mean by that is, okay, if you're around negative people, are you soaking up that negativity? So you got to be careful what you eat, what you're seeing, what you're watching on TV. If we're watching scary shows, well, no wonder you're scared half to death. A lot of that stuff is junk. And sorry, but that's just my opinion. So watch what you're putting into your mind. Okay, if you're having nightmares, and the last thing you're watching is Freddy Krueger or whatever that thing is, well, no wonder you're having nightmares. Okay, so be careful what you're doing, okay? All right. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you Monday. And I would tell you to come to Springfield, but that event sold out. And we're thankful to Spirit for that. Spirit's moving, and I'm moving along with it. I promise you that I will lead you forward. Okay, I promise. All right, you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. I'm going to say that one more time. You be you, I'll be me, and together. Together is important. I want to focus on that word really quick here. Together. You know, we get together means that we don't judge, we don't point fingers, we work together to accomplish. And that just doesn't mean this program. You know, I brought a lot of readers on here, I brought a lot of guests. We're working all together for the same purpose, okay? And that purpose is to see a better world. And a better world, my friend, is coming, okay? We got to be ready for it, all right? All right, have a good night. Peace be with you, and I'll see you Monday. All right, thanks for your prayers. Bye-bye, y'all. Okay, I'm back already. I know. It seemed like I was gone for just a minute. Website addresses for me, www.spirituallyawakening.com. www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Email address is spiritualawakenings @gmail.com. Be sure you put that S on there, spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. Now, we'll put that song on. Peace be with you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Oh.